Sun International is back in the black, reporting headline earnings of 265 million rand from a loss of 409 million rand. This comes as COVID-19 related lockdowns eased further, boosting domestic leisure travel during the annual period. Joining me now to unpack the company's results is the CEO, Anthony Leeming. Thank you for your time, Anthony. Now, really, 2021 was a year of recovery. You've swung from a loss to a profit, your EBITDA up 80%. Talk to me about these strategic focus areas here that paid off.
Well, I think, you know, in 2020, when we had a 3-month lockdown and then really significant restrictions, we moved from a real period of trying to save the ship and really strengthen us. And 21 was much more of actually becoming a better business, looking forward how we're going to grow the business, what our strategic priorities are, and embedded a lot of the cost savings that we achieved through the 2 years. I think 21, when I reflect back, yes, trading was still tough. We still had restrictions. We were still closed in July. But having said all that, I think we've bounced back pretty strongly, and the future's looking a lot more positive. I think it's a lot of credit to the work that's gone in the last 2 years to, as I say, make us a better company. We save costs all over the show, over 650 million, and they've flown through in the margins currently.
Yeah. You talk about those cost savings, of course, over 650 million rand, with the recovery in income, right, and the world seeming like it's living with and adapting to COVID-19, will you still be engaged in rigorous cost cutting? And if you are, which areas will you be focusing on?
I'd like to say while we reduced costs, we didn't go in and cut costs of the guest experience or by hurting the properties. I mean, we continue to invest from a capital perspective over the last 2 years, and our properties are in a very good state. But more importantly, we found ways we can do things better. We found cost savings. We looked at our gaming system, we achieved savings in nearly every facet of the business. Obviously, there was the big restructure, Section 189 in 2020, when we reduced headcount. But at that stage, we were already probably overstaffed in any event. So I think when we look at it, we'd like to see that we've improved our efficiency and effectiveness. We've achieved savings all over the show. As a result, these savings are permanent. And I do believe the business is in a better place going forward.
Talking about the business being in a better place, you continue in your efforts to de-gear your balance sheet. You repaid over 540 million rand of debt in 2021. Of course, this is to create a path to dividend territory, dividend reinstatement. I mean, how soon can we expect a return to dividend territory?
I think when we look at where our debt covenants are at the moment, we've indicated four times debt to EBITDA. And I think given the trading EBITDA and what we've achieved in January and February, there's no doubt our covenants will improve significantly. And we're looking, in a normalized environment, we'll drop below two if we had a good year this year or continues the way January and February have continued, we'll drop well below two. And at that point in time, there's no doubt we should be paying dividends. But 2 times debt to EBITDA is very comfortable. And that's in the absence of any further de-gearing, which we're very positive we're going to be able to achieve this year with our trading going. So we'll reduce debts, EBITDA improves, and covenants are going to drop significantly.
Right. Now, during the period under review, we still had COVID lockdowns and restrictions on travel, particularly international. Income from your resorts and hotels was up 39%, but still 39% below pre-pandemic levels. I mean, to what extent did domestic travel boost your revenues, and what is largely still putting a cap on the gains?
We were largely reliant on domestic travel. I think when we look at it exceptionally well, I mean, in certain months, reaching well above what we were achieving in 2019. The real sectors that we were missing, obviously, was the foreign you mentioned, and the next being the conferencing, the MICE business, meetings, incentives, conference, and exhibitions. But that business, with the restrictions on capacities, we couldn't use our conference venues, or they weren't very highly utilized at all. That side of the business has started picking up, however. So we've started to see the big conferences coming back, around 300 people. I suppose there's a more medium size. And the bigger ones, the inquiries are coming. So conferencing is definitely bouncing back strongly. And if I look at 2020, what we're 2021, what we really were missing was the meetings, conference, exhibitions, business, and then the foreign tourists. Otherwise, local leisure definitely was higher than what we achieved in prior years in a lot of the months.
And I mean, as much as things seem to be getting back to normal to some extent, there are still areas which the landscape has changed, looking at consumer behavior for one. I mean, where in your portfolio are you positioned, or will you position for growth potential, adding, of course, with this additional layer of doing business?
I think when I look at group, we still obviously our casino generate the bulk of the cash and the bulk of the revenue. So they're still really performing strongly and perform well, and we potentially looking for good growth from there. But that's more recovery. When we look at future, our Stunslots business has shown very good growth, as well as our SunBet business, which is the online business. And online has continued to grow pretty strongly through through COVID, and it's now quite a significant share of the gaming market. I think when we look at the business and licensing casinos potentially, but in the meantime, they have licensed games such as what they call live games, which is basically bets on roulette and baccarat. And we believe we're well positioned to grow this market as it expands. And there's no doubt it's coming and it's really there partly. But when it comes full blown, I think Suns National, being one of the biggest brands in the industry, is really well positioned, particularly with our MVG database. So definitely online is going to show some growth going forward.
Yeah, and I mean, with these shifts, Anthony, I mean, could we maybe potentially in the near to medium term future maybe see a change in terms of the share of your portfolio in which certain areas contribute to your revenues? I mean, you're talking about growth now in SunBet. Could we see shifts there?
I think we're certainly going to see a shift. We'll see. I don't think we're going to be losing revenue on the casino side, because I think most places in the world, land-based casinos will continue to perform relatively well, even in the face of online gaming being allowed. So, yes, we definitely would like to see our online business grow a lot stronger, and I think we can achieve real high digits growth for a number of years. But lots of growth potential. It'll take a bigger portion of the pie, but really, we don't see a lot of cannibalization of land-based. There might be some to an extent, but ultimately, it's a new customer base, it's additional spend. That's what's been proven most of our cases around the world. So we're pretty confident there's good growth to be had there. Also, on the LPM side, we've still got some rollouts of machine, and so we still see some growth coming out of that space. I didn't mention earlier, we are looking to invest in our vacation club product at Sun City to expand that, ultimately get more people on complex and really improve operations and experience for the on-site guest, and probably restricting day visits as much as possible to make sure they're able to ways in, overrun, and the facilities aren't overutilized by our day visitors that bring on state overnight.
Yeah. Anthony, I'm sure you are continuing, of course, to monitor some of the changes when it comes to COVID, which really has been the biggest threat for your business. I just read now a report that Delta Cron variant has been detected in Europe. I mean, would you say that Sun International is well positioned to deal with any new variants and any more headwinds coming from COVID-19?
No, absolutely. I think we're definitely in a much better position. I think we look at how the government's responded to COVID and where COVID is currently. Even if there is a fifth wave, we would hope it's not as severe as the previous waves. And we now have dealt with Omicron, so there's a pretty short spike, and then back to normality, and shortly afterwards, the curfew is lifted. So I think, yes, we can handle restrictions. We certainly don't want them, but certainly if that's what has to be happened, we're very comfortable in a good position to be able to manage the business and continue to generate cash flow during that period. We don't see another lockdown coming, given the way the world is handling COVID at the moment. And dealing with it. So I think, yes, we're pretty positive. There's nothing too severe coming, and we can handle a fifth wave also.
All right. Thank you very much for your time and your insights, Anthony. That was the CEO of Sun International, Anthony Leeming.